You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
I didn't say it. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast. And, of course, this is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization, the WBO. Of course, you can follow the WBO on their website, WBOboxing.com, or check them out on Facebook. Of course, you follow them on Facebook, the great Francisco Valcarcel, El Paco, my guy, of course, taking care of the show now for several years. They are sponsored. They don't pressure me. They don't tell me what to say. They don't tell me what to write. They don't tell me what to do. It's a great sponsor, folks. I thank them so much for their support. Zach Attack Young, let's talk about the world of mixed martial arts before we go boxing, okay? I'm talking about UFC 208. Holly Holm, she just can't get lucky. They put her in there with a girl tonight, according to Joe Rogan, was 47-0 as a kickboxer. Good Lord. I mean, why didn't they put her in there with Superman?
They might as well have, huh? They put her in there with Superwoman. But there was a little bit of controversy in that fight. A lot of people thought that that girl should have lost 1 point or 2 points for the hits after the bell.
I without a doubt, Zach, she cracked her, I think, after the second round, and Holly Holm was hurt, and she wobbled around this and that, and the referee did nothing. And in fact, the referee should have done something, but somebody should have called that to the referee's attention.
Definitely. I mean, that's why we need more instant replay. I know a lot of people don't like instant replay, but it really could help in these type of scenarios.
Well, Paco's all for it. Francisco Valcarcel is all for instant replay. All the athletic commissions and the Association of Boxing Commissions are against it. Why?
I have no idea. That makes no sense to me. I mean, at the end of the day, it seems more effective if we can actually watch what happened again.
Yeah, Jermaine Durandamy is a girl from the Netherlands, of course, Holland, following the footsteps of Lucia Riker. Defeating Holly Holm in a decision across the board, 48-47, three rounds of two. Of course, I think that she definitely had deserved to have 1 point takeaway, maybe 2 points, but we take away 1 point and we have a draw. Okay, but you know, at the end of five rounds, Holly Holm didn't look like she had been in a draw.
Yeah, she didn't. It looked like it was. It definitely looked like Holly Holm had lost that fight. But at the, I don't know. It's so. I guess I could see where you're coming from because you don't want to alter the result. But at the same time, those punches kind of altered the result.
Well, I got news for you. If I got clipped like that, you would have seen me doing one of them Academy Award performances, flopping around down on the canvas. Okay, I mean, you're not going to hit me after the bell and get away with it. You're just not going to do it because guess what, Zach? I don't think that blow with a 4 ounce glove thrown by a professional boxer, okay? I don't think that's a blow that, as flush as it was, I don't think it's a blow you recover from right away. She obviously wasn't ready the next round. She got beat up early on in that next round.
But, okay, like, let's say you do that. What if the referee rules it like a legal punch and then, you know, they end up counting you out and you lose the fight?
You know what? It's a gamble either way. Anyway, let's talk about Anderson Silva. The Spartan came back. I thought he lost to Derek Brunson. I was surprised the decision went 29-28 twice and then 30-27, three rounds of zip. I mean, Joe Rogan and these guys were laying the funeral. They were talking about being the end of Anderson Silva, and all of a sudden Silva wins the match. And guess what? They went from, you know, poor Anderson, he was in over his head against a young guy, this and that, too. And they just stopped. And all of a sudden, he won. I mean, there was something in between that they missed somewhere.
I mean, a lot of people thought that Anderson Silva lost that fight. I know you can always go off the strike stats. It's strike stats since it's MMA, not just punch stats. Mm-hmm. But Anderson Silva landed like 57 strikes, and I believe Brunson landed over 100 and had two takedowns, but somehow lost on the card.
Exactly. And in the UFC, they knew listen, Joe Rogan, who had a new guy, they knew the fight was in the tank. And once the incredibly wrong scorecard in my mind came to life, they just shut up and went along with the game. Ronaldo Souza, still looking like Superman, taking on Tim Bosch. Poor Tim Bosch. He was submitted with a Kimura in the first round, 3 minutes and 41 seconds in. But Souza looks like a monster.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's going to be one of the contenders for the belt. I mean, I think Yoel Romero deserves the next shot. He definitely does. And when he wins the belt, because I don't really believe that Michael Bisping can keep that guy off of him, I think Souza's probably the next in line for the title.
Michael Bisping should have found himself an easier fight, because he's going to get his head handed to him, unfortunately. Now, Souza was winning tonight over Tim Bosch. Glover Teixeira was the winner, former UFC light heavyweight title contender, of course, challenger, beat Jared Cannonier on a decision across the board, 30-26. You know, I got to give him some props because Glover, of course, not the most artistic guy, but he's tough, he's rough, and he throws, man.
He definitely does, and he had that really long win streak. I believe it was like 26 wins in a row, so you got to give him some credit for that.
Friday night, Dustin Poirier beating Jim Miller. Jim Miller, the cowboy, came in shape, no doubt about that. It was unanimous nod across the board. Take it back, a majority nod. One judge had it even 28-28. One judge had it 30-27. I had it 29-28 for Dustin Poirier. Poirier showed me a lot, plus I like the way he fought out of left-handed stance. I mean, he looked at times... He looked like Dominic Cruz. I mean, he really moved his feet well.
Yeah, he did. I mean, and that's the promise that I think we saw, you know, when he moved up after taking a loss to McGregor. When he moved up, we saw that promise when he was winning these fights at 155.
What do you think is going to happen with Ronda, Holly Holm now? I mean, three fights in a row. She's got her head handed to her three times in a row. I mean, it hasn't been... She just, like, forget it, and the fact that Dana White's not ever going to give her a break.
Might want to go back to boxing or something. That might be the way to go at this point.
Or you think Bellator. So?
I mean, maybe. That might, you know, she might be able to generate more money from boxing now that she's had, like, that UFC exposure.
Yeah, but why would, you know, why would you want to go back? See, that's just it. You're not supposed to go back, man. You're supposed to go forward. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, she was the world champion as a boxer. She was a world champion as a mixed martial artist. And I just don't think she can go back on that, man. I really don't. Plus, you know, she's old. People don't realize she's like 35 years old. And if you looked at her face tonight, she had the face of a scarecrow.
Yeah, she definitely looked like she probably didn't have too many fight years left.
No, I mean, you know, no. I guess it was a no-makeup type of thing. But the bottom line is Holly Holm, after three fights, of course, beating Ronda Rousey, losing to Miesha Tate. Then she lost to Shevchenko. And now, of course, she's lost again. So three fights in a row probably doesn't look good for her. Let's talk about UFC 209. Because tonight, that was, listen, anybody that bought that on pay-per-view was a bit of a knucklehead, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, that was a pretty bad pay-per-view. I thought that Nick Diaz was going to come back, especially because of that 209, you know, the 209 area code and all that. I thought they'd try to make that happen, but when they didn't, I think people lost a lot of interest in the card.
Tyron Woodley, the world welterweight champion, the man, taking on Stephen Thompson. Of course, Stephen Thompson, him getting the draw the last time out. I'm going to go with Woodley. I went with Thompson the first time, but I think Woodley impressed me that first fight, and I think that he's going to come back and do better.
Yeah, I mean, and I wouldn't be surprised. A lot of times in this rematch, in these rematches, there ends up being like a knockout. So I wouldn't be surprised if something like that happened.
What about Khabib? Khabib is an undefeated lightweight monster. I can't get his last name over, but Khabib out of the American Kickboxing Academy down there in Silicon Valley. He looks like the next lightweight champion. He can threaten Conor McGregor.
Yes, he could, and it's Nurmagomedov. I finally learned how to say it.
Say it again.
Khabib Nurmagomedov. They call him Nurmi a lot of times.
I'll go with Nurmi. Alistair Overeem. Alistair Overeem. What's happening with good old Alistair Overeem? I mean, Overroy taking on Mark Hunt, the slow and Samoan.
Has Alistair Overeem woken up yet, or is he still sleeping right now?
I don't know. Speaking of sleeping, man, if Mark Hunt hits him on the chin, lights out.
Yeah, that's true. But Alistair Overeem has some knockout power himself, so he might be able to finish Mark Hunt, but it's very hard to actually knock out Mark Hunt.
You know, Zach, I remember him in his light heavyweight days at 205. Then he did the Flintstone Vitamins and went to heavyweight. Of course, won the Strikeforce tournament, beat some good fighters along the way, but at the end of the day, still a cheater in my mind.
Yeah, well, he's like the poster cheater. Like, you could tell he was on something. His head just grew like five sizes.
No doubt about that. And, of course, the world of boxing, we're waiting on the world middleweight champion. Of course, Gennady Golovkin defend that title. Billy Joe Saunders, the WBO champion, trying to get in there in the mix. They don't want to let him in.
Yeah, well, Billy Joe Saunders, I mean, to be fair, he kind of hasn't put himself in the mix. He'll call out Gennady Golovkin, and then a fight deal won't get made. And then, you know, he'll fight like some nondescript opponent in his home country. He doesn't seem to really be going for the big fights.
Good point. That's your Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
So the WBO.
Say it again for me, Zach.
The WBO.
That's right, baby, the WBO. Of course, follow them on Facebook or check out their website, WBOBoxing.com.